This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
It's time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities. This time, Susan Fern is focusing on academic reading. But to begin with, let's hear from two people, a student and a teacher, as they tell us how they understand the problems of reading for academic purposes.
I think, in fact, the problem of reading is to get used to. It takes time.
The main problem with reading is the actual amount of reading that you're likely to have to do at university. You may be given a book list which has 15, 20 or even 30 books on it, and you've got a very short time in which to read those books. So what you really have to learn to do is to read effectively, and you also have to learn to be selective in what you read.
The reading you have to do as a student is quite different from any reading you do for pleasure. And there are particular problems associated with it. The first of these relates to the sheer volume of material that confronts you when you walk into the library or when you receive your reading list. There are other more obvious problems, such as having to learn a whole new specialist vocabulary. Well, we'll start with some tips. If you come across unfamiliar words when you're reading an academic text, try not to reach immediately for the dictionary. Try to guess the meaning of the word from the context, or from what you already know about the subject. Another World Service class member has advice for those of you who find you have so much to read you just don't know where to start.
You are given a lot of different things, and sometimes you think yourself that maybe you have to become familiar with everything, which then is really impossible, so you have to be able to select very much and then make choices as well. It doesn't mean that you left out other... It's just that you're making choices on where to focus.
In trying to decide what to read, it's worth remembering that no one expects you to read everything on your reading list. You need to narrow down the choice. Ask your tutor or lecturer what they consider to be the most important books or articles to read, and whether they can recommend particular chapters. Other students on your course may also have found certain texts to be particularly useful. Ask them for advice. Once you've chosen your reading material, however you make that selection, it's vital to be absolutely clear about why you're reading.
When you know what you're going for, when you know the purpose in doing the reading, for example, an essay, you might arm yourself with a list of questions.
Simon Williams teaches English in the Language Centre at University College London.
Then, having found the books, look at the contents, look at the index in the back of the books. Academic books normally have an index, and look for key words. Make a note of those. Read the blurb, that's the description on the dust cover of a book. Next, if the material looks promising, skim through the first chapter or the introduction and the conclusion, because it's rather like lectures. The middle part of a book is going to be quite specific. It's going to amplify, give examples. So the important things at this stage are going to be the beginning and the end of the book or of a chapter or of a section.
Based on what you know about the subject already and what you need to know for your assignment or project, Simon Williams suggests that you prepare a list of questions. This activity will help you to focus more effectively on the ideas in a text. Then you can adjust the speed and depth of your reading to suit your purposes, as Christine Reeves explains. She teaches English at Bell Norwich, a language school in the east of England.
What you have to understand as students is that when you read, you don't read everything at the same speed. You have to learn to adapt or adjust your speed according to the level of understanding that you need from the material that you're reading. And I think that is one of the things that are very useful on an EAP course, that we actually try to teach you.
Well, that's the theory. So how does it work in practice?
Well, when I'm looking for a book for a specific topic, what I do is that I first, of course, look at the title, if it's not in my reading list, and then I start looking at the index. The index will suggest me the different topics that are taken in that book. I look through the chapters, and as I look in the chapter, I don't read from the beginning to the end, but I better skim the text, and I choose if it's relevant for my topic.
One technique of reading that will help you to read large quantities of material is, for example, skimming. Skimming isn't really reading. Skimming is quickly looking over some material or a text to decide, is this useful for me? Is it necessary? Do I need to read it? So you're not really reading it word for word. You're looking for some keywords. You're picking out the keywords to decide, do I need to read it at all? And in this way, if you decide that it's necessary, then you can read it. But if it's not necessary, then this is one way of eliminating a lot of material, and it will save you a lot of time.
Often a quick glance at the title and any subtitles, or at the chapter headings and information about the author's special academic interests, will soon tell you whether the book's likely to be useful for your purposes. You might then narrow down your search even further, as you look for specific information using another reading technique. Christine Reeves again.
Another technique that is very useful in reading is scanning. OK, what is scanning and how is it different from skimming? In skimming, what you're doing is deciding, is this particular text useful for me? Do I need to read it? Scanning is different in that you have an idea of what you're looking for. You have a specific question in your mind and you're looking for the answer to that question. It could be a date, it could be a name, it could be a sentence, but the thing is that you know what you're looking for. You have an idea of what you're looking for in the text.
And that technique is familiar to our anthropology student.
For example, when I was writing an essay about the creation of stupas in the Buddhist world, which are monuments in Buddhist cultures, I had to go through the different dates when the stupas were built in different countries. So what I did is going through the chapters, looking for their specific dates and not reading anything else, but scanning the text and looking for them.
Once you've carried out this quick survey of a text and established its overall content and suitability for your requirements, then armed with the list of questions you need answered, it's time for a slower, more careful reading. It would help you enormously if you were able to read faster. And Simon Williams believes that this is a skill you can develop.
Readers don't read word by word. They tend to look at the language, at the text in chunks. And that means that their eye fixes on a group of words at once. They recognise the meaning of a whole phrase, perhaps unconsciously. Every time the reader focuses on a particular group of words, the eye stops for a moment. It's as if they fix on that group. It's a kind of fixation, but that takes time. So the fewer fixations the reader can manage, the better.
So that's something to try after the programme. Find a book or a magazine and think about how you read. Simon Williams suggests you'll find that your eyes don't move from one word to the next at a regular pace, but that they tend to stop on groups of words and phrases, and you comprehend these in one go. This momentary rest on a group of words is sometimes called a fixation. And according to Simon Williams, the secret of speed reading lies in reducing the number of these fixations.
Now, in order to reduce the number of fixations, it helps if you can train yourself to read down the centre of the page instead of moving your eyes from left to right quite so much. That way, there are fewer fixations and quicker understanding. But don't try this with academic books, at least not at first, because you'll miss so much important information. What you can do is to look at light material, magazines, newspapers, and practice pushing yourself faster with material like that.
Of course, this may be easier said than done. Whenever I try this myself, I find I use so much mental energy concentrating on the reading process that I fail to take in what it is I'm reading. But stick with it, and eventually you'll find that you're able to vary your reading speed to suit the material you're reading and your aim.
And that brings us to the end of this programme, in which Susan Fern focused on reading academic texts and some useful reading techniques.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.